Hey guys, super important piece of information, announcement, what? Just listen, I have a thing to tell you. Unfortunately, Chad and I have had a technology issue. Well, not Chad and I, me. My file got corrupted and it screwed out the really fun episode we were going to put out today. I am so sorry. Here is the plan we made. We have shifted an episode with Mike Lester that appeared on our Patreon earlier this year. We're going to put out the audio of that today. It's incredible. Lester is one of my favorite stories I've heard on any version of this show. You guys who haven't heard it are going to love it. Those of you who had our Patreon subscribers, we are going to make it up to you. We are going to put out a free episode on Patreon to make up for that one that you paid for that you're absolutely going to love. We have a great idea in store. Sorry about the screw up. We'd had a really nice run when everybody else was in charge of the technology. And then when they gave it back to Chad and I screwed it up. So I'm really sorry. I hope you guys love today's episode. It's one of my favorites we've done. And we will, see you with regularly scheduled episodes again next week. Okay. Goodbye. Sorry.
Hey everybody, this is Chad Daniels, and you have landed in the middle of somewhere. Hello, how are you? Thanks for coming back. I'm out of breath. We have to have 10 seconds of silence for the ambient noise or something. I don't understand it, but I held my breath the whole time, and I fucked up.
You've been holding your breath during that?
Across from me, and dancing. Across from me, as always, is Cyrus Amundson.
Hello!
We have a guest today!
Yeah, normally I say more stuff there.
Yeah.
But...
you normally really bring it.
We are... we are pregnant with guest.
We are with guest.
The show, we are with guest. You?
Me? Go ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen, a product of the Minneapolis comedy scene, a close friend of Chadley and I's, a man yes. You've never met before.
On this program.
On this program, not in general. Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Lester.
Mike Lester, everybody.
Mike, now everybody's seeing you for the first time.
Yes, sir.
And we're not a show that cuts people down based on their appearance. That's
absolutely.
Chad and I do not have a long history of that at all. That's not something we do.
No, I don't think you've lost any weight because of your illness, and I don't think I have tits.
Gained all the weight from my illness right onto you. Yeah. I don't think that I look like somebody who is sick and would steal gas, and I don't think you look like somebody who runs an oil company's son. So
perfect.
I that's the way you look like. You look like one of those voters. Like, my dad ran an oil company. And
Is coming out of the gate aggressive.
Yeah, that's tough.
You want to take a step over here?
That's tough. Yeah. Well,
here's what we do.
No, here's what happens. Every time we have a guest,
daddy and mommy fight.
It is over the top.
Daddy and
it's one-upsmanship, and mommy and daddy do fight.
Lying for attention.
Exactly.
It's like, oh, I want Mike to think I'm cool.
Yes, we want you to like one of us better.
One of us better. One of us is.
Well, it's obvious.
One of us is the parent that's going to let you surfboard without the cuff on your leg.
What?
And the other one's going to make you wear a life jacket while you're surfing, and you have to decide which one.
Afraid of water, so easy.
Well,
easy pick.
Wow, I guess he.
It's crazy.
You're the only one.
There's
you're the only one that would have picked life jacket.
There's nothing that has ever made more sense because you look like a landlocked pirate.
I've been looking for my ship for years.
Yeah, is it in the fucking Blue Ridge Mountains?
It's in the holler in Appalachia.
You have always been an awesome looking dude. And the fact that you have leaned into your awesomeness with is it called a handlebar?
I think so.
The
Monopoly,
the Twisty,
Twisty. I like the Twisty.
You look like the Monopoly guy.
You look like the person that announces at the Moulin Rouge.
I played him, dude. I got paid to walk around as him at like a rich person party.
Welcome everybody.
I know. I walked by. That's why I said that.
Who wants to see the woman with four eyeballs?
I was walking down the street and I was about to say hi to you. I was about to go, hey, Lester. And I went, and you went, welcome to the Moulin Rouge. And I was like, oh, fuck. I don't know if that's him. And I don't know if this is an Eyes Wide Shut sex party. I don't know what's going on.
I wish, dude. I was dressed like the Nutcracker.
So I did wave, but you did not see me because I think it was a rich person party, and I think you had to talk to rich people when they were walking.
I had to. I had to greet them and smile.
I haven't seen you in a while, and so the last time I saw you, you didn't have the hair that you have now.
Yeah.
Is it Van Halen hair, or is it mulleted
into
that?
It's like a mullet.
Yeah, no, let's get that hat all the way off. Yeah, turn it to the side.
It's like a mullet.
What a fucking rock star you are, Mike.
Yeah, it's like a mullet, yeah.
Before we talk any more about Mike's appearance, I need to, because he is wearing Kirkland signature brand sandals. Why don't you hold one of those up for the people? I thought that was only, I thought they only made chicken at Costco. But
they make golf balls.
Okay,
great golf balls.
They
Jeff.
Make their vodka, I think, is Grey Goose, and their tequila, I think, is Casamigos. And
I just didn't know. I had no idea, and I certainly didn't know they were in the sandal game.
They're on sale right now. They're $6.97.
That's such a bummer.
They're come on.
You know what a bummer is? Is like I'm looking at what you're doing with your hair, and I go, I would fucking love to do that. I can't because it's so thick. It would be like out here.
Bozo the Clown.
Yeah.
You'd be Bozo. And I do that too. My hair gets to about a half an inch, and it's like, what if I ran sideways away from Si's head?
Every time my hair grows sideways, you know how people comb their hair back?
Mm-hmm.
Mine grows straight out, and then I can just hear someone go, well, looks like someone needs a razor.
Do you have a natural fro?
Your fucking German hair has grown out too far.
He doesn't
man.
Have a fro. He has
a German fro.
He has
just a bouncy, poofy hair.
It's that Scandinavian. Like I don't think they show all these Vikings back in the day with long hair. I don't fucking buy it for an instant. I've never seen anyone who's Scandinavian whose hair goes out and then falls.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah, they were Scandinavian people. Vikings on the ship would have gotten a stiff wind and just floated off the ship.
Yeah, they'd have been carried
like a
off.
Dandelion.
Before we talk any more about your appearance, and we could just drop it, but
you could keep going.
I would love to keep going the whole episode.
Yeah.
But we need to point out, and we're not going to dawdle around holding your ball sack for too long. I think you're one of the funniest people that's ever come out of this club. You're from our home club where we are recording today, Acme. You have made me laugh my entire life. I'm very happy you're here.
Yep, me too. That you are one of the people when they announce you're coming up, all comedians go run to watch.
Yes.
Oh, thanks, guys. Yeah.
Now, that being said, I don't want to hear anything about comedy today. I want to talk.
Yeah.
No,
this
I know.
Isn't a fucking stand-up comedy podcast, Michael.
I know you just got married because you just told me before the show instead of inviting me, even though I haven't kept you up to date on my personal life events.
I was just going to say, are we keeping secrets?
No, hey,
what's
relax.
Your secret, Si?
Shut the fuck up, Mike. And I... But here's the thing. Here's the thing. One of my favorite things about you is your family, like my family, shows up in droves to the shows. And your family, like my family, full-on hill people.
Absolutely.
Your dad shows up in what should be like those overall shorts.
Waiters.
But somehow, because of his height, they're long enough so it does look like pants.
Yeah.
He fucking rolls in and everybody's like, what the fuck is... That's
absolutely.
The environment that I love in a club. Let's just get all our trash relatives in here and let's have a hootenanny.
Yeah.
So what was a Lester wedding like? I mean, you can tell people what your family's like first if you'd like, but what's the Lester wedding like? How many shots into the air are taken?
One Si was very drunk.
Which side?
The Lester side.
Uh-huh.
The Lester side. And there was a Kirkland cake that got absolutely demolished within minutes of it coming out.
Forks or no forks?
Oh, I don't even remember. I don't even remember. I didn't even
get
it.
So it was the Lester side.
It was the Lester side. I didn't get any of the cake. Yeah, the silverware and plates were untouched. Just fistfuls of fucking cake flying.
And that's the way that you eat a Kirkland cake.
Yeah, it's a good cake, man.
So
it's a good cake.
Who was your best man?
No best man. We got married in our backyard, then had like 2 days of parties.
Who performed the ceremony?
Our friend Beth.
Okay.
Our friend
now,
Beth.
You have performed a ceremony at the Caboose.
I have.
Yes.
Will you tell people? I'll ruin it, but will you tell people what you did?
Yeah. So the Caboose, I performed our mutual friend Derek and Lauren's wedding.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I hid out before the ceremony. And when the ceremony started, I changed into a Pope costume and came out and performed the ceremony as the Pope.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, and it was incredible.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and they exchanged, instead of rings, they, like, forgot rings, so they exchanged shots, and, yeah, I got trashed as the Pope, and
yeah,
it was the greatest day of my life.
Drunk Pope.
Better than my wedding.
Drunk, well, I would, this is a video episode that is going to air somewhere.
She'll
so
never watch it.
Keep it together.
My wife will never watch this shit, dude.
We're married now. She doesn't have to keep supporting me.
No, well, I mean, that, she I mean, didn't that was support kind of me a, before that.
I mean, it's. She might watch it. Maybe she loves. We're growing. Okay, Mike. All right. Your wife might tune in for us and stay begrudgingly for you. So don't fucking take a shot at our universe.
She plays Animal Crossing, dude. She's never even heard of this shit.
And people still play. Did you marry a 68-year-old woman?
What's Animal Crossing?
It's a Facebook game.
It's no, that's what? Farmville, you fucking boomer. That's Farmville, you dusty fuck.
I don't think
that's a Facebook game. Who's on Facebook, bro?
Here's the thing. You can't.
God damn it, that's funny.
You can't make fun of me for not knowing the dumb game. I'm back at him.
I'm telling you, I didn't know.
Listen
either.
To me. I did not spend 6-some-odd years building a below-average successful comedic podcast with someone I love to have the fucking Hills with Dark Eyes here. Come on.
These are baby blues.
Call me. I meant the bags underneath them, Lester.
These are baby blues.
You cocky fuck. You come on here looking like you're about to have a sword fight with Jeff Foxworthy and cut me down. I'm not having it.
It was only because I didn't know either. I think it's because you went in. It's this.
It's Facebook. Like, oh, sure it is.
Well, I mean, it felt like the way you said
but what
it.
What is
felt
Animal like, Crossing? What is it?
So I'm out now. I don't know. My next.
Do you
want
to guess again?
My next guess is something again, that like little children play.
Okay. Children do play it. It's for everyone, Cy.
Okay, well, first of all,
you cultivate an island, Cy.
Oh, this is one of these build your own realm.
Build your
games.
Own realms. Escape this realm to your
this.
Own realm.
It's like, I have to go to bed, but only for 4 hours because my egg will have grown fully and could crack if I'm not awake.
Exactly.
Oh,
exactly.
So fucking
you get
dumb.
It, Chad.
It's
you
so
like
dumb.
It.
Is that a
you'd
Tamagotchi
like
reference?
I don't like it. I'm making fun of my son.
Oh, shit.
Oh, I thought that was like a Tamagotchi reference. Does anybody remember Tamagotchi?
Facebook? From Facebook?
Tamagotchi!
Listen to me.
MySpace?
Listen to me.
Someone gets his flip phone. He needs
Listen
to call
me.
His personal care
assistant. I will not fucking stand by this B-list Bam Margera side character.
Hell yeah, dude. I'll take it.
Do you guys hear that beeping? What is that? Can you hear that?
That's size
Do you have to
life
feed your
alert.
Furby?
Yeah.
Come on. Okay. Come on. Come on.
That size life alert Furby.
Here's the thing. I'll get a life alert. Let's not cross into that lane here. I'll get a life alert immediately. I haven't. If you're going to play one of these Escape Your Own Realm games, aren't you just somebody who have. Don't all roads lead to jerking off to The Sims?
Hey, take it easy, Cy. This is my wife we're talking about.
Well, pretty soon.
I don't play it. I watch her
Are
play
Are you
it.
Worried yeah. if she's that invested? Because now we're having it, Lester.
Yeah.
We haven't seen each other in a while, but we're fucking having it.
We're
Are
in the
you
trenches.
Worried? Are you worried? Are you worried that this is a gateway into her having a virtual affair with somebody else pretending to be an avatar?
I fucking hope so, dude.
Okay.
I want a cuck for it.
Okay.
I hope I can be a cuck for my wife and her ChatGPT bot or whatever the fuck
I
she's
love it.
Flicking herself
you,
off to.
Can you imagine if you were into cucking? You would
I am into cucking, dude.
Oh, I'm doing a bit. That felt very real.
I'm not, dude.
Well, let me ask a question.
That was very bit.
It's cuck. So
yeah, let's not chat.
It's cucking you from
call,
Facebook.
You called me. Fuck you.
LinkedIn cucking.
So you want to watch your new wife?
Yeah.
Get diddled.
Get drilled
by other people.
By a video game.
Oh, by a video.
Yeah,
game.
Yeah,
not
yeah.
another human man.
No, no.
Okay.
So he's just
he's
this
like
was
really
a bit.
Handsome.
So for all the condescension here, he's not. It was a bit. He doesn't want to watch
Unless
his wife
he's really
get
really handsome.
Do you remember when you and I performed at a pre-orgy show in somebody's basement?
Yeah, you tried to leave me there. You tried to leave me there. You invited them to pin me down.
That's.
absolutely true. I can
middle
tell by your face.
Somewhere.
That's Laps. Absolutely true.
Here's the
true.
Thing. That's the sort of allegation that gets someone in Twitter jail.
You just got somewhere. Is that what you
oh,
say?
Oh, I love that.
That's your first t-shirt.
Well,
you it's going to be our 12th
somewhere.
We have unsuccessfully run a merch store for a strong period of time
but
now.
But I still do get billed $29 for Shopify every fucking month
really?
On my credit card. Yep. Haven't sold a t-shirt in 6 years.
What yeah. we're trying to do is build up a bunch That's of true. Subscriptions. We have a Libsyn subscription.
Oh, fuck.
We have an Adobe subscription.
I don't know any of this stuff.
We have a Shopify subscription. And we just, Chad and I are trying to build up subscriptions without bringing in any sort of money. So one day we crack and kill each other.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I think that's a good plan.
I like that a lot.
I got asked to do a pre-party show in someone's basement.
Okay.
And it was around the holidays.
Yeah.
I thought, holiday party. I thought I'd call my friend Michael.
Oh, no.
Bring him with. We walked in. Well, no, we didn't walk in. Mike called me. On the way there, and he was doing the laugh that you've already heard. And I was like, what's going on? And he goes, it's a fuck party.
Yeah.
And then I walked in and saw pictures on every wall that were just risque enough that I believed him.
Yeah.
And then I kind of, as I walked through the house, I would like peek in a bedroom. I was like, well, that's an awfully prepped bedroom. And then we all went in the basement.
Well, you're leaving out the detail. There were signs up labeling
yes, that's right.
the bedrooms.
That said fuck party?
They yeah. were like threesomes in here.
Yeah.
Swap oh them out God. In here. And there mm. were there were like very yeah. Nicely taken photographs framed of penises everywhere.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Just like it'd be like a beautiful cowboy and then his dick would be out.
Yeah, and he'd just have his hog out. And tasteful. I got to tell you, good photographer. There wasn't a small hog in the group.
No.
This
sure.
was a bunch of dressed up guys with thick ass cocks.
That flaccid, thick.
Fast. The sort of things that you're like, if that gets bigger when it gets hard, we got a problem on our hands.
Oh, shit. That's yeah. going to break some teeth.
Yeah, that's. So Michael and I, we did perform. We got. Because laughter is nature's aphrodisiac. So
of course.
Michael and I juiced everybody up.
Yeah.
And then we let them get it, and we left.
Dude,
you just walked away.
We left. Yeah, we didn't.
You walked away with just fuck energy in your wake.
Yeah, I don't need to smell anything like that in my entire life. There's
no
way.
You could kind of smell it starting as the show progressed.
Yeah, yeah. You
like
could feel you
like
feel people heating up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where,
yeah.
Where if there was a dog in there, he started laying down, but now he's like,
yeah.
Yeah.
What's
yeah.
going on? Because you can fucking
he
pheromones
could just feel the energy in the yeah. room. I tell you, it was a very fun show. They were
a
good crowd.
Show.
Of course they were.
Show.
They were about to fuck.
Yeah. You, two top crowds in comedy, Mormons.
Yeah.
Mormons and pre-orgy shows.
Yeah.
Rank them.
Same fucking thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
A lot of the time it's the same thing if you count one guy and 12 wives as an orgy.
I'm not on board with that. I'm a friend of the Mormon community in
so
the same
am I.
Way.
I'm just saying.
Chad is an enemy of the Catholic Church.
I'm an enemy of the Catholic Church. I got no problem with that.
I just, you, there's, that's a fundamentalist view of Mormonism. Mike?
What?
Does fundamentalist mean correct? What does that mean?
No, fundamentalist means hard line.
Oh, I don't think all Mormons are like that. I think you either have 12 wives or you've been divorced three times.
You, that thing,
Let me
that,
finish my sentence. Jesus
that got
Christ.
Outlawed in like the 1800s,
Let me
Jack.
Finish my fucking sentence.
None of them have 12
you
wives.
You believe Jesus Christ was in America. Totally reasonable. Since he wasn't even in the real first place.
So, Mike.
What? What was so funny about that song?
Don't. This is not your show.
You know what's great
this
about
this is your show.
So I will tell you
and
something.
And I'm also here.
Let me tell you
it's not your fucking show.
I have never done like a pre-orgy show, but I have done shows where boyfriends will look at their girlfriends for laughing at
the
show.
Yeah, I love that.
And then you're like, oh no, you're going to be in trouble for having fun. You guys came here to laugh, and now he's mad that you're laughing at the show. I bet there was none of that at the orgy show.
No.
Because if a guy was like, stop laughing, she's like, there are 1,000 dicks here.
Yeah.
Shut your mouth.
I can run it around. There is a show that happens at a swingers party, I've heard, in a state near the state currently live. Stop it.
A state near the state. Okay, so we're in Kentucky.
A state near the state. And I've heard that show is not a good time. I've heard it's a show, but I've heard it's not a good time. And I think that's because it's more properly set up. This the energy here was like, this house should have, in any situation, no more than 8.
Yeah, it was 12 quarters. People. They had a full bar too. They were like ready.
Yeah, they were ready. They were ready to rip.
Yeah.
How about you tell us? That was a fun show, but would you like to tell us about the time, since we've already spoke about your dad, the time that you made the aggressive decision to perform in an event he was involved with helping set up?
Yeah. It wasn't aggressive either. I was 19, you know, so you're like star for stage time.
Sure.
Yeah. You know.
Mike, you started at how old?
17.
17 years old.
Ooh. So 2 years in, I'm just looking for an opportunity.
Yeah.
You know? Okay. I'm just looking for some reps. And my dad was like, why don't you come up to where my dad was at the St. Cloud VA, the St. Cloud, Minnesota Veterans Hospital.
Yep. Okay.
And he's like, why don't you...
Wait, hospital doesn't start with A.
It's like VA. They always call them VAs. Yeah, the Veterans Association.
I can't watch this version of Loyal and Hardy? Oh, somebody shoot me. God, I can't.
They just call it VA. It's loyal. Been ingrained into my head.
To this country.
Loyal to this country and Hardy. VA. Loyal and Hardo. Go ahead, Michael.
Yeah, but so I'm 19. My dad's like, bring a couple comics with you. So I brought Robert Burrill.
Okay, friend. Okay.
Robert Burrill, love great him. Political comedian.
Love him. Mm-hmm.
I brought Joey Vincent.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Joey Vincent. Same. Josh Florhog.
Okay.
Like, I don't know that I know him. I beg your pardon.
I know Florhog very
nephew
well.
Nephew of the great Louis Anderson, Josh Florhog.
Okay.
And we go up to the...
All names that are going to hit huge with our audience.
Google them, folks. They're big.
And after this story, just as a heads up, we are going to pull up some of the old open mic lists from Acme.
Yeah.
And we're just going to read off names of comics that Chad and I started
White
with.
White York.
Also, wasn't the cowboy with the thick dick, didn't they call him Florhog? I thought that was the name of the painting.
An original Florhog. A second edition Florhog. So no. So should I say their names again?
Please, God, don't.
Dwight York?
Dwight. So me.
You
Dwight
brought
York.
The Yorkster?
No,
I saw my first porno movie last week.
Our audience knows Dwight
Can't
York.
Can't believe how much younger I looked back then.
I don't even know what a dickweed is.
So
remember that one?
You bring a gang of comedians up to the VA because your dad thinks it's a good idea to have a show.
We're gonna do a comedy show. He says he's gotten, he's crossed all the T's, dotted the I's. It's going to be a great show.
Mm-hmm.
And we get to the VA.
Now, Chad, here's what Chad and I do. We interrupt.
Please do.
Did you believe him when he said that
no.
I've dotted all the T's and crossed the I's?
No.
On what percentage did you think you were going up to a real show?
Like 40-60.
Okay.
Now, did you all drive together?
Yeah.
Okay. How many times did Dwight ask if he was closing?
Dwight didn't come with.
Oh.
I
Lester
just brought
just
up
keeps,
his name.
Oh. Lester just keeps... He just
because
keeps
I'm going to tell you something. I think,
a lie
I think
out
Dwight
there.
York, in that situation...
Probably murders.
Two years in?
Yeah.
He has to close.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
But he didn't go. I thought you were serious that he went.
Oh, okay. Oh yeah. I mean, he's like my favorite comedian, Dwight York.
He is fucking incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is riveting.
He died in like a sand dune, I think.
Is Dwight dead?
No,
Dwight's
I don't,
alive.
I don't know.
He's alive. Stop.
Yeah,
it.
I don't
Do you
know.
Stop saying? Lester keeps saying thank you.
Fuck. Listen,
thank
dude.
You
can't say shit like that when you look like a fortune teller.
Thank
People
you.
People are gonna believe you.
Thank you.
I twist my.
They're
mustache
gonna believe that it's about to
comic
happen.
Yeah.
You fucking. Thank you.
Oh my God! There was just a rollover in Montana on the way to a triple gig. Fucking quit it.
A funny bone headliner drops dead
quit
every time
it.
I dream. No, so so we go up to the St. Cloud VA, and we're like, you know, it's a noble cause, Si. That's why I went up. Cause
yeah,
like,
well,
yeah,
what I've always said about Mike Lester, big veterans guy.
Yeah, we need to raise enough money to get the ch sound for the end of the A, so it's VH.
Yes, exactly.
For
the
fucking Veterans Hospital.
We need to make it a hospital,
Yeah,
folks.
We need to buy the ch.
We need to... So we go up to the VA, and my dad leads us in, and we're like, this is, we're already like, this is a strange hospital. There's like, We're not seeing anyone with, like, you know, because you think veterans, you think, like, you know, people limping around.
Is that what you think when you think veterans?
At a hospital, I also think that. I think at a veteran hospital, you think there's going to be limbs missing?
Exactly.
Yes. I do think that that's fair.
I had tuned out for a little bit, and I think I came on back in on just the sentence. When you think veterans, you think...
But I'm saying, like, a veteran
in the context
hospital,
of a hospital,
you might believe. Yeah.
Sure. Okay.
Well, stay tuned, Si.
Here's a big fun fact about veterans hospital. That's where all the veterans get their care pretty much forever. So it's not just the ones who had their limbs blown
off. Oh, no, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is like where they go to wait 2 years for a checkup.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And so we're not seeing...
that was a political statement.
We're not seeing like a lot of like gimpy veterans, you know, we're not...
Oh, my God. You remember before the episode, I was like, if this turns out well, we'll put it out on the main feed, not the Patreon.
Main feed, baby.
Gimpy Veterans is making it out on the main
That's
feed.
The name
well,
of the app.
I don't even know if you can do it because I saw 50 Cent at First Ave and Gimpy Veteran open for him.
He was at the hospital.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe it.
So we're going through this hospital, and it's like, I've never been to a hospital where you have to go through like four secured doors to get into like the main area of the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like bars on the windows. And my dad's given us a tour, and again, no one's like really, you know, physically, you know, fucked up.
Sure. Sure.
So you're saying it's just the veterans that need normal care are going to go there to watch the show.
It wasn't that. We go out, he's like, let me show you the courtyard. And there was a peacock in a pen.
Oh, okay. That's animal abuse.
And he's like, this peacock.
Wait a second. Did a Funny Bone headliner die because you had this dream? Is this a real story?
This is a real story.
Oh, okay. So the Veterans Hospital is
in a pen.
Has a wild animal in a pen in its courtyard.
They had a peacock, bro.
Yeah.
And he's like, we come out to the peacock and we sit around it and we meditate. And I'm like, all right.
Nope. Let's stop it there.
Well,
you, your father, and the other young
comics,
stand-up comedians gather around the peacock.
We did not
meditate.
He was like, this is what we do daily. Like, this is what
oh,
all the veterans
go
do.
Around
they
this
meditate. So he's showing you where they meditate.
Yeah.
You didn't stop and meditate around a peacock.
I wish I could have.
And when the veterans meditate, do they take the peacock out? Let it spread it, because I'm assuming in a cage it doesn't get all fucking feathery.
Yeah,
also, I don't know how many peacocks are out there, but can you imagine a harder life for a peacock than to
yeah,
be in a fucking
like
cage?
I can't do my one thing.
Yeah.
I only do one thing and I can't
but
do
great
it.
Great news. Every single day, a bunch of guys going through stuff sit sort of cross-legged by me and go,
Yeah.
Well, they probably think, like, well, at least we're not this fucking caged peacock.
Yeah, like, it could always be worse.
At least we could leave here and spread our feathers.
We could be a caged peacock in the courtyard at the VA.
Yeah, yeah. So he shows us the peacock, and that's when we kind of start connecting the dots, like, oh, this isn't like a normal hospital. It's like a mental hospital.
Oh.
For, like...
Gotcha. You're in PTSD.
Yeah, yeah, like, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would like to just take back all my humor. take all that... You stand by everything you said.
I'm gonna stand by everything I said. You didn't know it was a PTSD thing.
I'm not making fun of anyone here, dude. We're just realizing it's like, oh, it's not the hospital we thought it would be. The gig's gonna be a little different.
It's gonna look, we told you before the show.
Yeah.
If you look directly at the people, you are gonna seem like an insane person.
And it's gonna work because he's like, ah. Hey, everybody, I was meditating around a peacock.
Yeah. Look at us.
Yeah.
Because every time you address them after one of your statements, I think, well, let's just keep going.
I like hard camming it.
I know. I've watched you hard cam.
I love hard camming it, bro.
Your fucking wife loves hard camming
she
it.
She loves the hard cam. Animal Crossing, dude. So we go to, like, the gymnasium where we're going to perform the comedy show.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And what is going on in the gymnasium is a very emotionally charged AA meeting.
Jesus Christ. Oh, my God.
It's a very emotionally charged AA meeting.
Is one of the things you heard was, I told you the P in PTSD didn't stand for peacock, you motherfucker.
One guy's like, I'm going to drink again. And I was like, you're not going to, bro. You're not going. And they all got
and that's and a real thing. I know when you're doing your bit voice, that's a real thing you heard.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay. That's so fucking sad. It's crazy.
They're like, I'm going to drink again. They're like, you're not going to, brother. We got you, brother. Okay. And
I don't think it's sad. I think it's glorious that they have him.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and who knows?
And I do bet, one thing, I don't know much about veterans hospitals, but I bet the word brother gets said a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And that's not even a joke.
Oh, yeah.
I just
I
think
would
the
think
word
it
brother
is, too.
Gets
like
said
band
a lot.
Of brothers. Yeah,
bunch of
absolutely.
Drunk Hulk Hogan's in
easy.
A gymnasium.
I don't know. Listen,
easy.
I don't know
take
a lot about veterans, but I do know a lot about alcoholics, and I bet you he drank again. Keep going.
I know. Yeah. Drank again. Homeless.
Sure.
Died. What, Cy?
There's no way he died. This isn't
you're
the
right.
Dwight York
this,
story.
Yeah, this isn't the Dwight York
story. So you're watching an emotionally charged AA meeting.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they're like, you're going to go on after this.
Look at his eyes. He's ready to flip this fucking
Why
table.
Are you so upset, dude? This
I'm not upset. Don't gas me.
I think it is a great story. I think
don't
it is a great
gas
story.
Me. Don't
you wanted a
you,
good story.
I'm not doing
no,
anything.
No, you're trying to gas me, and
I'm
you know that he'll also, you put gas into, keep going.
Gas me up, Chad, because this is a good story.
And I'm ready for it.
How many times do I got to do this with my arm? Dude?
I don't know. I have to imagine most of the people left 7 or 8 of
no,
these ago.
No, they are locked into this. Dude.
So you're going to perform in the gymnasium for the AA people? Or after it's like, all right, now the AA party clears up. We got the Lester Comedy Show starting in 15. Let's
and
get those veterans
nobody gets up
in.
From the circle.
They all stuck around.
Yeah, of course they did.
They all stuck around. The circle of chairs like became a row, and we had like mm-hmm. 4 rows. Some veterans came in. And my dad took it upon himself to MC the show.
Fuck yes.
My dad MC'd the show. Yeah.
Will you describe your dad? Because I tried to, but will you just describe him?
He's 5'6". He was a...
What?
Yeah, he was a dishonorably discharged city bus driver.
Why? How did? Why did he get dishonorably discharged?
Drinking on the job, Chad.
Oh.
And not from... not no, not so here's the thing.
So is that what happened in the AA meeting? He was like, I can't stay. I have to fucking host this show.
No, my dad got to miss the AA meeting because he was giving us a tour and he was happy about
hell
it because
yeah.
he was ruffling feathers in the AA circle.
So, yep. So he's 5'6".
Yeah, yeah.
He has, he's a dishonorably discharged bus driver.
Yeah.
And what would you say his energy is?
Aggressive garden gnome.
Yeah, I would say yeah. that's really good. Yeah. I would also say, like WWF manager, like manager to a pro wrestler.
Yeah.
Back when they didn't have, when the gimmicks were like, this is the Jungle Man, and
yeah,
like yeah,
yeah
that
this
just,
is Shart Shorts.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
that
yeah.
Would be his name. Yeah.
Yeah. He looks like a guy who'd come out banging a trash can while his wrestler walked down the
yeah,
aisle.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So he emceed the show. I had he was like, and before we had driven up, he was like, bring me my good suit jacket out of the basement. So I bring him just this dusty fucking cobweb covered suit jacket. And he puts it on with no hesitation, doesn't really dust it off. So he's covered in like this fucking just shitty, like spider cum stained suit jacket. You know what I mean? Just like cobwebs that look like cock loogies, you know what I mean? Just,
oh, I absolutely know what you mean.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, I don't know how anyone could not know what you mean. That was a very descriptive.
Just cock loogie cobwebs, Chad.
So he's got the jacket on. He's got the jacket
Chad
on.
Was enjoying my description,
he
dude.
He has the jacket on.
He puts the jacket on. We're all aghast from the sight of the jacket. I hadn't really looked at the jacket in good lighting.
Not a boy.
It looks horrible.
Okay.
So my dad... he starts the show, he goes out on stage, and he goes, live from the VA Mental Hospital, it's Thursday night, and he proceeds to pratfall into a stool and hit his head on the stage floor. Like, his head just bounces off the stage floor, dude. Bounces off the stage floor. His opening bit was a pratfall.
Hold on.
Hold on. You can't.
You startled me when you said live from the VA mental hospital.
Before the fall. That's the funniest
Holy
thing.
Holy shit.
I could be a comedian for 50 years and I will never say something as funny
oh
as
my God.
Live from the VA mental hospital.
It's
Thursday
night. And then just a fall.
He pratfalled right onto the stool, and then the stool tipped over, and his head just bounces off the stage floor. And he's, like, immediately, like, visibly concussed.
Okay.
And he gets up. He gets okay up. You can almost see, like, the liquid coming out of his ears. He's so fucking rattled. Like, okay, his brain, like, hit the side of his skull. He hit his head
okay
so hard.
Okay.
And he proceeded
that's a
to...
bummer.
He proceeded to, like, bomb with this riff about how, like, he wanted...
So he decided after all that, he's like, I am going to do my material.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And he, like, he bombed with, like, this riff about, like, how he, like, when he was growing up, he wanted to make his sister's Barbies look more mature, so he'd drop pubes on them.
Yeah. No, I'm going to tell you what. That checks out. If you would have made me guess what I thought his bit was going to be, Barbie pubes is in the top three for sure.
I would have went gluing actual hair, not drawing.
Okay.
I would have said, giving the Barbie a little snip,
yeah,
shorten it up, mom cut, and then
paste
glue
him
some super
paste
long pubes onto the crotch.
Absolutely.
So he beat shit. And then he brings up Burrell. Burrell's a very political comedian. And my
which is the exact sort of stuff they love at VAs.
Especially when it's live on Thursday.
And the crowd's been silent. They are not enjoying the show so far.
Oh.
Huh.
The only audible noise they made was a gasp when he, like, fell onto the stool and hit his head. That's it. That's the only noise the crowd has made so far. So my dad brings up Burrell, and Burrell's a very straight-laced-looking dude.
Mm-hmm.
He's wearing a suit coat.
He looks like he was born in a sport coat.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
In a cool one, I'd say.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
Yeah, well, that wasn't a...
No, I know. I'm just trying to draw a picture.
So
paint a picture.
Very straight. Dennis Miller. He's like Dennis Miller.
Yep.
If Dennis Miller decided to do terrible kicks like this. He brings up Burrell by saying, this next guy, he's a good friend of mine, a good friend of my son's. He has his hands in everything but your pockets. Robert Burrell, and the crowd is upset by this.
Okay.
They think this guy's going to, like, mug them now. They boo Burrell as he comes on
stage.
They're booing him. They're like, what do you mean you got your hands in my fucking pockets? You know, they really took this credit to heart.
Holy fuck.
And so Burrell funny proceeds to eat shit. And
Why? How couldn't he not get them
I don't know. And he did a joke that almost got the show shut down. He did a joke about, like, the founding fathers in a pot circle, and it was a great joke. He called the show, like, That 1770 Show, and it's a great fucking joke. But the guy ran around the like supervisor of the mental hospital, and he's like, hey, you can't talk about drugs. I should shut this show down right now.
He did that audibly.
Yeah.
During
the
show.
Off to the side, my dad's like leaning against the wall, like holding his head, and I'm like, we're already this far through. Just
let it happen.
There won't be any. I'm 19. I'm like, there won't be any more mistakes.
Your dad's like, can I get a bag of ice? Or like, this is a VA hospital. Come back in 6 months.
So then,
there's the second one.
Then Joey Vincent goes up, and he does a bit. He was like, this isn't my first time performing for the troops. The first time I performed for the troops was for the Taliban troops. And now there are people standing up out of their seats, audibly screaming like, fuck you at us, fuck you at the stage. Like,
oh, his I performed for the Taliban didn't go over at the...
U.S. Veterans Hospital?
At the Wounded Alcoholics U.S. Veterans Hospital room? Yeah, okay.
And they're like audibly pissed now. And I went up and I like It's a lackluster ending because I went up and did pretty good. Like, I just did,
I can't believe we sat through this whole thing for that.
Yeah. Well, dude, I mean, it's like they paid us in like orange drink, essentially. They're like, that was thank you for doing the show. Have some orange drink. And we were like, all right. And we didn't stay for orange drink because everyone looked like they wanted to fuck us up.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But yeah, like my dad like kept exclaiming to me, he's like, what'd you guys do? He's like, they're going to give me a fucking blanket party.
What's a blanket party?
Blanket party is when you're in your bunk, two guys hold a blanket over you so you can't move, and then they put soap in their socks and fucking thump you.
Yeah, but he didn't get thumped.
Right.
Like bar soap.
Yeah, that bar soap. More. Yeah,
bar he didn't get thumped.
Soap. Yeah, it's not liquid soap.
Yeah, he.
Hey, hold on. I'm not done yet. My sock's not full of soap. The pumper's out.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, that was the one time I performed for the troops, and we salute you.
Thanks for wrapping it up
that
way.
Hold them up, dude.
We don't, listen to me.
I don't salute troops. I don't salute troops.
Hold them up, dude.
I don't agree with that either. I would like to remove myself from all of this.
Wait a minute. You're not supposed to salute a troop. You haven't earned it.
This
what
is
do you mean?
The main
Who, I haven't?
Feed.
You and I have not earned saluting
I don't know anything about... I don't...
I'm just telling you, you have to be in the military to salute, and you have to be in the military to make the noises like, hooah, and
he
hoo-ah.
Sure isn't.
Hooah!
I know.
No, come on, man.
Hooah!
That sounds more like Al Pacino.
You just got somewhered.
No, come on.
Fucking throw him up, bitch. Throw him up, bitch. Yeah.
This is gonna...
Main feed, the big comeback.
Holy fuck.
Throw him up, dude.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Throw him up.
We don't. If it seems like Chad and I don't know where to go from here, it's because. We don't.
I'm going home.
We don't. Yeah,
why?
And I'm also going home.
I thought we were hanging after.
Oh
this,
no,
dude.
We're having a great time.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I've
no,
been
he just said, yeah.
I'll stop.
We're doing Top Golf after this. Dude.
I can't imagine that the three of us are going to go to Top Golf. Hey, guess what? The guy who's really competitive, the cripple, and this guy are at Top Golf. Can you imagine what would like if the three of us showed up at Top Golf?
Yep.
What's your first reaction to this? We're like, hey, can we get a booth?
I will tell you what would happen. We show up to the Brooklyn Center Top Golf.
Yep, off 494. That's the one.
And
way to dox him, Cy.
The two armed security guards becomes one armed security guard because one of them's walking us back to our car.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Can I tell you what would realistically
now we take
happen,
this
though?
We take this energy here and we walk into a casino.
Oh.
Totally different ball
yep,
game.
Different ball game.
We're cleaning up at Mahjong, dude.
I have so much fun.
Yeah.
Mahjong?
Do you know how to play Mahjong?
No.
Don't fucking throw shit.
Are you thinking of Pai Gao?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't even think they have Mahjong at
the
casinos.
Mahjong table.
Mahjong isn't it
the
at all.
Mahjong yeah. table,
it's like, oh, I have two rainbows. They match. What do I win? Nothing.
I'm playing Man Call at the casino. I'm playing the bead game. Mahjong,
good
brother.
Lord, Brandon. What's the minute marker?
Dude, we're 43.
Dude, this is a great up. This is going to save the show, dude.
Well, I'll tell you, something needs to.
A star is born, dude. In Joe Lester.
In Joe
Wait,
Lester?
What?
My dad.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Oh.
Okay.
Now, here's, let me tell you a couple things. One, I think your dad is fantastic. I have always enjoyed Andy Erickson's mom used to come around and family used to come around. Like I said, anytime there's a gaggle of family members around the comedy club, I get a lot of energy from that.
Yeah.
I really like that. Two, I have found, I don't know if you've found, I had always worried anytime I performed for the troops, keep your arms down. Anytime I've performed for the troops, especially early in my career, I used to think, oh, this is going to be the worst because it feels like a more serious nature. And then it's the complete opposite. They're generally the most fun group
Oh, yeah.
On the planet in terms of audiences. Like, I would never, I don't like leaving the continental United States, Europe side or Asia side or anything like that. I'll go north to Canada.
Sure.
I'll maybe go into the, I'll go down into the Caribbean, but sure. I'm not trying to go.
Have you been to any of those places you just said?
Sure.
No, I will tell you that I did two Christmas parties for the troops.
Mm-hmm.
And this was the same night.
Wow.
And they were both down by the Mall of America, but in different locations. One of them were for the, like the big wigs,
mm-hmm.
right? Like the guys that wore the suits with the stars and the fucking all the thingies.
The important people.
Yeah.
Like in the ranks.
Officers.
The ranks.
Officers.
The, yeah.
It was an officer
Everybody's
party.
Important.
And I'll tell you, it, yeah, that's not what I meant, but it was fucking brutal.
Sure.
It was a lot of
yeah.
this and just watching and a lot of that.
Yeah.
Then I did one for troops that had just come back.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck? It was wild.
Yeah.
It was so much fun. They had a boot that one of the guys wore in the war.
Okay.
Two different meanings.
Yeah.
And then they made just a booze concoction in it and sprinkled sand from the desert they were in and passed it around and let me drink it too. And I was so hesitant. I was like, I don't think so, guys. This feels like a trick. And they're like, fucking drink it. And I'm like, okay. And it was so much fucking fun.
Sure.
So if it would have been the other way, if I would have done that one first and then the officer party, oh boy.
Yeah, you'd have brought a weird
energy. I almost didn't fucking show up to that one
mm-hmm.
because of the first one.
Can you imagine if you'd have shown up to the second one like, let's fucking go. And then you get that. And you'd have probably,
That would have been real tough.
That'd have been a hard
one. Does anybody have a boot?
You're doing a shoey with fucking veterans.
Yeah. Suggesting to put sand from the war they just came back from. Right, because we mix some sand in. From the war you're fighting in.
And I also get to do it just because I'm here.
How did the sand taste?
Didn't really taste it. I mean, gritty.
Gritty.
It didn't taste like
went
it
through his throat right down into his hips. That's what's causing like that problem.
Like a different...
sandy hips.
I don't know a lot of desert sand flavors.
Not a lot of desert...
Fine.
Well, this has run its course.
Tasted fine.
Mike, we care about you a great deal.
I care about both of you.
Thank you for doing this.
Thank you. Honored to be on the main feed.
Hey, if you guys like this, there will be a new episode next Monday and every single Monday at 8 a.m. So click the subscribe button so your phone sends it to you without having to do any work.